We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we're just 15 minutes away from first pitch in game four of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers, who come in at 21-21 on the season against the 22-20 Montgomery Biscuits. Biscuits second place in the South Division, five games behind the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and the Shuckers in third place in the South Division, six games back of Pensacola, who owns the best record in the Southern League at 27-15. Jacob Blake with you throughout the night on a special night here in Biloxi. Shuckers are wearing special Armed Forces caps that will be auctioned off throughout the night. Go to BiloxiShuckers.com, place your bid today. There is also a special pregame ceremony that will commence on the field in just a couple of moments with Gold Star families. Those are families of fallen servicemen and women who died in the line of fire serving the United States and the Armed Forces, protecting our freedoms. Shuckers and Biscuits get underway at 5:35. At 6:35, there's also postgame fireworks that will be underway throughout the night. So there is a lot going on here at MGM Park, but there's also an important baseball game. Shuckers and Biscuits underway in just a couple of moments. Christian Mejias goes for the Shuckers, and Nathan Wiles goes for the Montgomery Biscuits. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for our visit with the manager, Mike Guerrero. As usual, on Fridays, we're going to look at everything up and down the Shuckers roster, including Lamar Sparks' recent power surge and what it's been like having Nick Bennett on the roster, who can play anywhere up and down the pitching staff. That comes your way next before a 6:35 first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing, during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers getting set for a Friday night matchup with the Montgomery Biscuits. First pitch scheduled for 6:35. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and on always on Friday, we're joined by the manager, Mike Herrero. Skip, thanks much for joining
us. Thank you, Javik. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
The home runs this week have been coming in a big way. 7 homers in the last 6 games. What's been the fuel for the power on the offensive side of things?
I think the guys are starting to catch up and making better swings in certain spot of the strike zone, and you know it's paying off for power. You know, once I think the hitters once they are able to control the strike zone, I think they're going to connect for better for power numbers, and it's going to increase in power. It's going to increase in batting average. The ability to control the strikes.
How much does that add another level of depth and fire to this lineup with the ability for speed, the ability to hit for contact, and then add in that power to it?
Well, it's important. I believe that they have that in the toolbox, and like I said earlier, it's really the ability of controlling the strike zone. But also, once you control the strike zone and you mention speed, so the more often we get on the base path, we're going to create and you know, and having the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark, that will put you in a better position to win ball games.
How about Lamar Sparks these last 2 days? 2 home runs, both big shots, and yesterday he also robs a homer.
Well, you know. We're glad that he's coming along and he's showing up some of the ability that he shows in spring training. So that's a little energy surge, and we go from there.
How exciting was it for you to see that inning yesterday where Jackson Churio has a diving catch that crashes into the wall, and then Sparks, 2 batters later, takes a home run away?
Well, that's actually show us in the number. We have some outfielders that can cover a lot of ground, and Sparks and Churio are in a big part of it. The ability to cover ground and make great plays out there. So it's actually, you know, really inspiring when those guys go out there and cover that much ground.
How about Jackson's range in center field? Because it seems like everything just becomes easy for him, no matter if it's 150 feet away or right to him.
You know, he does everything with ease. I think he's gonna get better. He's only 19. We or everybody expects so much of him, and we just forget that at 19 you're probably graduating from high school. He's competing with 24, 25, 26 year old guys out here that been in baseball for a long time. You know, it's. We just seen the start of a guy that has so many tools and talent and skills. Going to keep getting better at it. His future is bright for him. He just need to be patient and keep competing out there and keep getting better.
For a team that on the hitting side is the youngest in AA, you look at the first 40 plus games of this year. What's impressed you the most about the lineup?
Well, I do think that we haven't seen the best out of this team. You know, we have a lot of talent, and you mentioned being the youngest team in AA. It's a maturity terms where once you learn what you can do, everything's going to come with more ease. I think some of the players are going to be through struggles, and the quickest they learn that process is just part of it. They're going to get better at it. I think it's going to be fun. I think they're going to, you know, we have getting a lot of base on balls, the ability to control the strike zones. I think we can get better scoring runs. We're getting better at bats with men in scoring position and be more productive in that area. But that's also being young. That's also being inexperienced. So a lot of these things come with experience, and you know, we're hoping that this guy can capitalize as the year going along, once the experience kick in and they can control the strike zone.
Talking about experience in AA, Nick Bennett's a guy who's been on your teams for the past couple of years. Made a spot start on Tuesday and dominated. 7 strikeouts over 4 shutout innings. What's it like to have a guy like Bennett on the pitching staff that can seemingly go into any role you'd like him to pitch?
Well, it's actually, we're really happy to see that somebody grab the bull by the horn and, go out there in any situation and compete. It's important to compete out there and actually give your team an opportunity to win ball games. That was everything it's all about. Learning that process, learning that skill, being in a different, in numerous different situations that actually works on his for his benefit.
Well, Skip, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35. Welcome back inside MGM Park. Javik Blake back with you as we get a couple minutes closer to first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. As always, thanks so much to the manager, Mike Guerrero, for joining us here on a Friday night. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Shuckers fell last night 14-4, trying to turn things around and get back to the winning ways. Get back above 500 for the win tonight against Montgomery. The righty Christian Mejias goes for Biloxi. His 9th appearance and 7th start on the season. 33 2/3 innings pitch with a 5.88 ERA, 17 walks, and 42 strikeouts. He goes up against the righty Nathan Wiles, who's set to make just his 3rd start between Durham and Montgomery this year. Durham, the AAA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. 4.91 the ERA in 5 appearances in AA. 11 innings pitched, no walks, 16 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .333 against him. When we come back, it's first pitch between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton, where he dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Turio, first first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shucker, Javen Blake.
Welcome to MGM Park. The color guard just exiting the field. We're just about set for first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers at 21-21 and the Montgomery Biscuits, who enter today at 22-20, second place in the South Division, while the Shuckers in third place in the South Division at 500, trying to turn things around. They've lost 9 of their last 11, while the Biscuits have 1-2 straight. Welcome to MGM Park. Javen Blake alongside you throughout the night. It's the righty Christian Mejias who goes for Biloxi, 2-3 with a 5.88 ERA, and a 6.08 ERA as a starter. 9th appearance, 7th start, 33 2/3 innings pitched, 17 walks, 42 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .227 against him. For the Biscuits, the lineup starts off with the switch hitting Ronnie Simon. Tristan Peters bats second. Austin Shenton bats in the 3 spot. Blake Hunt bats cleanup. Then it's Mason Auer in the 5 spot. Roberto Hernandez behind him. Then it's Matthew Dyer, Evan Edwards, and Giante Turner. Shuckers wearing special Armed Forces Day caps to commemorate Armed Forces Day in the United States military as we head towards Memorial Day weekend. Shuckers were on the road last week for Armed Forces Day in the United States. Shuckers wearing the military green caps in the slightly darker green Biloxi Shuckers logo in front of the American flag that's on the cap in dark green. Shuckers also wearing their military themed jersey. Shuckers logo with the oyster on the left side of the chest. Christian Mejias fires home his second to last pitch. We're just about underway. It was a big time win last night for the Montgomery Biscuits. They won it 14-4 over Biloxi. Montgomery, 14 runs, 17 hits into errors. They scored 8 runs in the final 2 innings. 3 in the 8th and 5 more in the 9th inning to take down the Shuckers 14-4 and take their second of the first 3 games in the series. Switch hitting Ronnie Simon steps in from the left side. Just about ready to get underway here on a Friday night. A little bit of cloud coverage at 81 degrees. Beautiful May night for baseball. Christian Mejias comes set. Kicks and fires home. First pitch of the night's fouled back and out of play. Count goes to 0-1. First pitch time at 6:38 tonight. Simon this year hitting .239 with a .350 OBP. Mejias delivers. This is low. And the count evens up. 1-1. Simon enters today with a 5-game hitting streak and a 9-game on base streak. One of a couple guys in this order with a lengthy on base streak. The 1-1 pitch. Changeup misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Mejias on the mound, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds. Makes his 3rd appearance against Montgomery this year. He's become a familiar opponent. His 2-1 pitch. Rolled on the ground, right side and through. In right for a base hit. Omar Sparks picks it up, fires it back in. For the 2nd straight game, Ronnie Simon leads it off with a single. Now brings up the lefty Tristan Peters. Lamar Sparksman's right for Biloxi. Jackson Churio's in center. Carlos Rodriguez is in right. Tyler Black plays third. Freddy Zamora is at short. Noah Campbell makes just his fourth career appearance at second. Xavier Warren's at first. Jefferson Caro behind the plate. First pitch to the lefty Peters. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Peters today is playing in his first game in over a month. Went on the IL for about 5 weeks with an oblique injury. 250 hitter this year. Mejias delivers. Called strike top of the zone at 92. Count evens, 1-1. In the weird small world of baseball, Peters was actually teammates with a lot of the Shuckers last year in Appleton. The 1-1 delivery misses inside. Peters backs out of the way. Count goes to 2-1. Peters was traded last year at the trade deadline from the Brewers to the Giants. Spent some time in Double A with the Richmond Flying Squirrels in the Eastern League. And then was traded this past offseason over to the Rays and now lands in Montgomery. The 2-1 delivery lifted in the air, right field side, foul territory. Sparks over and into the Shuckers bullpen. Drops down out of play. Count evens at 2-2. Everybody scampers back. Noah Campbell, the longest jog out of anybody to get back to second. Harrow calls time. Has to retie the right shoe. Everybody back in their position. Mejias is back on the hill. Peters is back in the box. The 2-2 pitch. Rolling on the ground. Diving stop by Warren. Picks it up. Tags the first base bag. Goes to second. Not in time. Simon slides in. It goes as the fielder's choice, but a nice diving play from Warren. Actually, it goes as a ground out. Simon just advances. So Ronnie Simon now at second. Mejias gets a new baseball. Man at second, one away. Caro calls time and runs out to talk to Mejias. It's been a very slow-moving first inning. Lefty Austin Schett and steps in. Caro jogs back to the plate. Man on second, one out. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Randy Mejias sets and delivers. Fastball misses low and in. Count goes to 1-0. Shetton hitting 259 this year. He's got on base 38% of the time. The 1-0 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Simon takes a lead off second. Zamora, the shortstop, right there, about 2 feet away from the bag to hold him close. Mejias delivers. Curveball, called strike on the outside corner. Count evens at 1, and count goes to 2-1. Shenton last night went 2-for-3 with 2 doubles. The 2-1 delivery. Line drive, Campbell dives, it's off his glove and in a center field for a base hit. Simon rounds third, Churio picks it up, there's no throw home. It's an RBI bloop single for Shenton, and it's 1-0 Biscuits. A good effort by Campbell, but just a bit out of his reach on a ball that got blooped in a short center. For Shenton, that's his 17th RBI of the year. Dating back to the 8th inning last night. It's the 9th run Montgomery scored in the last 3 innings of the series. The pitch called strike. Kemp goes 0-1 on the righty, Blake Hunt. Hunt's in from the right side. 280 hitter this year, but a team high 376 OBP and a 906 OPS. The 1-0 pitch. Ground ball chopped foul. Right into the stands. There's a young fan with a glove. Couple hops right into the mitt. The 1-1 pitch misses low and away. Arrow smothers it. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery tips it into Caro's glove. And Hunt strikes out. First pitch was actually a called strike. Bit of a late call from the home plate umpire Dylan Bradley, but runner on first, two away, and it brings up the righty Mason Auer. Mejias delivers. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Dylan Bradley's the home plate umpire. Sean Cassidy's at first, and third base umpire is Chandler Durham. Auer hitting 130, but homered last night. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Let's turn into a lengthy first inning for Mejias. Already about to throw his 20th pitch. The 2-0 delivery. Rolling on the ground, couple hops. Black gobbles it up at third, takes a step, fires the first, roar in the stretch, and that ends the inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Shuckers up to bat after this with the Biscuits up 1-0. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Nothing Montgomery over the Shuckers. The righty Nathan Wild on the hill for the Biscuits. 0-1 with a 4.91 ERA. Makes his third start of the year. Previous two have been spot starts. One in AAA with the Durham Bulls and one here in AA with the Biscuits. He faces the lefty Tyler Black, who leads it off. Black, Jackson Churio, and Noah Campbell, top three in a Shuckers order that's rolled out today in a big way. A lot of guys up and down this lineup with a lot of ability to not only put the ball out, but steal a couple. First pitch of the day from Wiles misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Black this year hitting 235 with a 436 OBP. The 1-0 pitch takes a strike on the inside corner. Count evens, 1-1. Black's 436 OBP, tops in the Southern League. The 1-1 delivery misses up and away. The count goes to 2-1. This is about to shape up to be an interesting battle. This is a Shuckers team that walks more than anybody else in the Southern League. Wiles has not walked a batter in Double-A this year. The 2-1 pitch. Black whips it foul. Third base side out of play. Count evens at 2-2. Wiles the righty. Works third base side of the rubber. Delivers home. Fouled back. Up and out of play. Count stays at 2-2. The right fires. Black rolls it on the ground right side of the infield. Turner dives at second. Gobbles it up, but it squirts away from him. And Black reaches with a hit. All it takes is one at-bat, and Tyler Black's already extended his on-base streak to 22 in a row. Brings up the righty Jackson Churio. Man on first with nobody out. 1-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the first inning. Black, a big speed threat at first, has 24 stolen bases this year. Wiles delivers. Churio swings and lifts this in the air to right. Hernandez goes back to the warning track, rounds it off, and makes the catch in right. First out of the inning. Herberto Hernandez is the right fielder for Montgomery. Matthew Dyer's in center. Tristan Peters is in right. Austin Shen plays third. Ronnie Simons at short. Chianti Turner, we've met him. He's at second. Evan Edwards is at first, and Blake Hunt is behind the plate. Switch hitting, Noah Campbell steps in. The pitch to him. Wave and a miss and a changeup. Count goes to 0-1. Campbell this year hitting .252 with a .403 OBP. Third highest mark in the Southern League. Black takes another step. Wiles delivers. Campbell takes up high. Count evens, 1-1. Black's 24 stolen bases are right now the ninth most in a single season by a Shuckers player in franchise history. The 1-1 pitch. Misses down low and inside. Check back to first. A bit wide. Evans dives towards second to make sure it stays in the infield. Count goes to 2-1. Black's one away from 25 in the first 43 games of the year. That will put him in some good company for the sixth most in franchise history. A couple of guys like Orlando Arcia and Joey Weimer. The pitch, wave and a miss and a curveball. Count evens up 2-2. Guys with 25 in a season are Joey Weimer, Orlando Arcia, and Michael Reed. All three guys ended up in the bigs. Black dances. Wiles delivers. Wave and a miss. Curveball on the inside corner. Second out of the inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jefferson Caro. Caro stands in from the right side, hitting .275 this year. 1-0 Montgomery. Man on first. Two down in the bottom of the first inning. The pitch. Curveball. Called strike one on the inside corner. Check back to first. Black dives back in. The pitch. Fouled straight back. Count goes to 0-2. Caro stands back in, rocks the high Sox, Brewers colored elbow guard. The 0-2 pitch, Black's off, pitch, wave and a miss, top of the zone, strike three. That ends the inning. Fastball blazes in at 92, and Wiles works around the leadoff single. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. The end of the second, it's 1-0 Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Delivers. Wave and a miss and a slider. Here goes 0-1. Hernandez this year, a 202 average, tied for the team high with six homers. The 0-1 delivery. Ground ball back up the middle. Hits Mejias on the backside. He fires to first and retires Hernandez for the first down. It got him on the top part of his hamstring when he turned around. Jefferson Caro's got a big smile on his face. And as Mejias gets a new baseball, he turned around and, well, his backside is very much the reason why that ended up as a ground out. That's three straight retired and brings up the righty Matthew Dyer. The pitch, bunt shown, fouled off his front foot. Home plate umpire Dylan Bradley says Dyer was still in the box, so it's just a foul ball. Count goes 0-1. One nothing Montgomery, top of the second inning. Dyer this year hitting .241. He's been on base 30% of the time. The righty Mejias sets and fires. Misses up and in. And evens at 1-1. The pitch to Dyer. Ground ball back up the middle. Zamora, the shortstop, grabs it behind second, slings it to first. Second out of the inning. Mejias has done a real good job settling down since that RBI single from Austin Shen. Since then, he's retired four straight and a single ball's left the infield. Brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the second. Mejias delivers. Line drive in right for a base hit. Sparks grabs it on a couple hops. Edwards continues what's been a hot series. Towie's a hit in his fourth straight game. He's now 5-for-10 this week against Biloxi. Brings up the righty, Giante Turner. Two outs, man on first. 1-0 Montgomery. Turner this year hitting .333, .351 OBP. Edwards off first. Mejias delivers. Called strike at the top of the zone. Turner's had himself a good series. Didn't play yesterday, where everybody in the Montgomery order not only drove in a run, but also tallied a hit. The pitch. Line drive foul. First base side into the stands. And for the second time today, a fan who brings the glove to the ballpark makes the play. Now, five rows up. No balls, two strikes, two away. By the way, Turner this week, 4-for-7. Righty Mejia sets and delivers. Wave and a miss. Turner way late on a 93-mile-an-hour heater. It's Mejia's second strikeout of the night. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're an inning and a half, 1-0 Biscuits. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Right-handed hitting Freddy Zamora steps in against the righty Mason Wiles. 1-0 Montgomery here in the bottom of the second inning. Wiles' first pitch is lifted in the air out towards center. Dyer ranges over and takes a step back towards the wall. He makes the catch, retires Zamora for the first out. Four straight retired since Black had a leadoff single in the bottom of the first inning. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Steps in from the left side against Nathan Wiles. Wiles stands in at 6'4", 228 pounds out of Overland, Kansas. The pitch home. Called strike on the inside corner. Wiles, born and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, for attending Oklahoma University. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball misses away. Count evens at 1-1. Was an eighth-round pick of the Rays back in 2019. After a real stellar 2019 season with the Sooners. The 1-1 pitch. Lifted third base side, foul territory. Hunt, the catcher, under it, tosses the mask and makes the catch. Retires Warren for the second out. Wiles looked real good so far tonight. Five up, five down after Black reached in the first. Brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers trail at 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Wiles kicks and fires home. Misses up and away with the curveball. Goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Lifted in the air out to left. Peters, the left fielder, charges in, calls off Simon, and Shenton makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Just 21 pitches in the first two innings for Wiles. We head to the top of the third inning. Shuckers down in order, and it's 1-0 Biscuits. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply for plumbing. textures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Top of the third inning, Christian Mejias back on the hill from the right side. Top of the order is up for Montgomery. Switch hitting Ronnie Simon in from the left side. First pitch, this is up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back with you from Biloxi. The only run came home in the first inning on an RBI single from Austin Shen. Brandy Mejias delivers, misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. This has been a series that's seen pretty much every game start off almost exactly the same, freaky way. Scoring doesn't come till late. Each of the first three games, the 2-0 delivery, lifted in the air, foul. Third base side out of play, count goes to 2-1. Montgomery was only up 1-0 after 3 yesterday. We were only up 3-0 after 4. It was a 3-3 game on Wednesday after 4 as well. The 2-1 pitch, wave and a miss and a curveball. Count evens at 2-2. It's one of those things where Montgomery's really only pulled away late in these last two games. 12 runs in the 8th or 9th inning. The 2-2 pitch, fouls it back. Count stays at 2-2. Last time up, Simon singled to right. Extended his on-base streak to 10 in a row. Second longest active streak on the Biscuits roster. Simon steps back in, very back of the left-handed box against the righty Mejias. The pitch home. Lifted out to right. Sparks drifts back towards the warning track, now takes a couple steps towards right center and makes the catch. First out of the third inning. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Top of the third inning, 1-0 Biscuits over the Shuckers. Righty Christian Mejias delivers home to the lefty Tristan Peters. Curveball called strike one. The pitch. Ground ball right side of the infield. Campbell at second grabs it, fires to first. Peters is retired for the second out. Good job by Noah Campbell, who's playing just his fourth game at second in professional baseball. Brings up the lefty, Austin Shenton. 1-0 Biscuits, two away, nobody on, top of the third inning. Campbell, the guy who has quite literally played everywhere in his minor league career. And he just delivers. Shenton fouls it off towards the dugout. Watch out, right over hitting coach Chucky Copfield's head and all the way down the tunnel. Count it, no balls and one strike. Mejias delivers. Shenton lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. And the count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Top of the third inning for Biloxi. The 0-2 pitch. Hold, strike three on the inside corner. Paints the black at 90 miles an hour. Third strikeout of the day, and it ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're 2.5. It's 1-0 Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Lifts it in the air out to right. Hernandez goes back. Warning track. Wall leaps and makes the catch. He goes down to a knee after he grabs it, readjusts the socks, and makes a leaping catch into the wall. It's a tip of the cap from Wiles. Big time first out. Hernandez, a big catch. Seems like he's all right. Brings up the righty, Lamar Sparks, who bats in the nine spot for Biloxi. Wiles kicks and fires. Sparks takes low and away. Count goes to 1-0. Sparks this year hitting .213, two homers, driven in eight, .385 OBP. The 1-0 delivery misses up high, and the count goes to 2-0. His parents are sitting right next to the dugout. Dad's got out the cell phone camera taking a video. The 1-0 delivery. Sparks swings and lifts it out to right. Hernandez over towards the line. Makes the catch and the run into foul territory. Second out. Brings up the lefty Tyler Black at the top of the order. Wiles kicks and delivers. Black lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. That goes to 0-1. Black has the only hit of the day for Biloxi. It was a single that led off the bottom of the first inning. Been eight straight retired by Wiles since. He delivers. Black lifts it down the left field line. Peters moves over, but it drops down in foul territory. Count goes to 0-2. Wiles stares in. No balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch home. Black takes up high. Goes to one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery. Tips it foul. In and out of Hunt's glove and back to the screen. Count stays at one ball and two strikes with two away. Miles' pitch count in good shape. Delivers his 30th of the night. Wave and a miss on a curveball. Disappears down low. And it ends the inning. Nine straight retired by Wiles. Shuckers go down in order. In third, we head to the fourth. 1-0 Biscuits on the Bloxy Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Blake Hunt leads it off for Montgomery. Biscuits lead the Shuckers 1-0. Back at MGM Park on a Friday night. It's turned into a pitcher's duel. Righty Mejias against the righty Hunt. First pitch, fastball, called strike on the outside corner. Mejias has retired 8 of the last 9 batters he faced, since Austin Shenton brought home the only run of the game back in the first. Mejias delivers. Line drive foul. Couple hops towards Biscuits' bullpen. Count goes to 1-2. It was the 42nd pitch of the night from Mejias. The control's been good. 3 of the 42 have been strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Chopped foul, third base side. Trickles towards the coach's box and Biscuits manager Morgan Ensberg. Count stays at 0-2. Mejias fires. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-2. It's an all-Venezuela battery tonight. Mejias on the hill from Valencia in Venezuela, while Caro behind the plate from Barquisimeto in Venezuela. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball, wave and a miss. Hunt goes down to a knee. It's the fourth strikeout from Mejias. First out of the inning. Brings up the righty Mason Auer. That's the 20th strikeout this year from Mejias against the Biscuits. 20 strikeouts in 12 innings. Brings up the righty Mason Auer. One out, nobody on, top of the fourth. The pitch. Called strike one on the inside corner. And there's been a couple of different pitches that have worked well for Mejias tonight. Auer's 0-for-1 with a ground out. Mejias delivers. Lifted foul up and towards the press box. Almost gets in. It hits a closed window at the very right of the press box. Count goes 0-2. It almost snuck in. There have been a couple of balls that have had their eyes on getting into the press box over the last couple of days. Mejia's his 0-2 pitch. Misses low. Bounces into Caro's glove. And the count goes to 1-2. Mejia sets. Now the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball fouled off his front foot. Count stays at 1-2. Mejia sets the letters. Works first base side of the rubber. Delivers home. Fastball misses away. Count evens at 2-2. Venezuela has really become a hot spot for the Brewers as far as international signings. You look at guys on this roster. Three guys on the pitching side are from Venezuela. The pitch lifted in the air out to left. Rodriguez drifts under it. Back towards the warning track. A step shy of the wall. Puts up the glove. Makes the catch. And retires Auer for the second out of the inning. Mejia thought there was three. Took about four steps towards the dugout. Brings up Roberto Hernandez. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the fourth inning. The righty Mejia takes a breath, now delivers. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Misses low and the count goes to 2-0. Hernandez is 0-for-1 today. Grounded out off Mejia's backside back in the second inning. The pitch tips it foul off Caro's mitt. Count goes to 2-1. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our text the booth line. Text the booth at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Trainer Tanner Boss is out to check on Caro. I might have also got his bare hand along with the glove. Manager Mike Guerrero's out there as well. They're taking a long look at Caro's right hand. Doing a couple of movement exercises. Boss now continues to talk with him. Guerrero talks to him as well. Guerrero and Caro shake hands. It's about the best test to see if you're still good to go. A little handshake gets it done. Caro's all okay. Count at 2-1. Hernandez steps back into the box. Mejia sets. Two outs, nobody on in the fourth. 1-0 Biscuits. Pitch, nubbed foul. Trickles back towards the checkers dugout, the first base side. Count evens at 2-2. So far, the last two innings have ended on a Mejia strikeout. One swing, one looking, but both on the fastball. Mejia delivers. Called strike three on the inside corner. Make it three straight innings that have ended on a Christian Mejia strikeout. This time, it's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Middle of the order up for the second time tonight when we come back. 1-0 after 3.5. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Right-hand hitting dead, Julio leads it off for the Shuckers against the righty Nathan Wild for Montgomery. 1-0 Biscuits, bottom fourth. First pitch is a curveball, misses up high. And the count goes to 1-0. Javon Blake back with you in what has very quickly turned into a pitcher's duel between Nathan Wiles and Christian Mejias. The pitch, Churio takes low. Count goes to 2-0. Wiles has retired 9 in a row. Shuckers have just one hit off them. It was to lead off the game from Tyler Black. The 1-0 pitch. Churio chops it up the third baseline, rolls foul. Shenton picks it up. First strike on Churio. He's 0-for-1 today. Threw out to right. It's been a bit of a tough stretch for the 19-year-old. But manager Mike Guerrero, I think, said it best during our pregame chat with him today. Churio's just 19 years old. It's a lot of expectations on a kid who normally would be in high school. 1-1 delivery misses up high. Check that. The 2-1 pitch misses up high. And the count goes to 3-1. Wiles delivers home. Churio rolls it on the ground. One hops Turner at second. Fires to first in time. And Churio is retired. Part of the reason why Churio is also in a tough stretch is because of the luck for the top prospect in baseball has been very, very tough. That one off the bat at 109. And he grounds out. That's the second straight day he's hit a ball at 109 or harder that has turned into an out. Switch hitting, Noah Campbell steps in from the left side. Wiles delivers. Campbell waves and misses. Count goes 2-1. The pitch to Campbell. Misses inside. Count evens up 1-1. Wiles, a former Oklahoma Sooner. Sooners have had a bit of a good run in the Big 12 tournament this week. 1-1 delivery. Campbell fouls it back. Count goes to 1-2. Conference tournament week around college baseball. The 1-2 delivery. Campbell takes up high. Count goes to 2-2. There were a lot of colleges represented, not only in the Montgomery side of things, but the Shuckers side as well. Campbell, I graduated from the University of South Carolina. The 2-2 delivery. Campbell chops it on the ground, foul. First base side. Count stays at 2-2. Campbell digs back in. Struck out curveball back in the first inning. Wiles kicks and deals. Misses away. Count goes to 3-2. It's the first three bowl count Lyles has gotten into tonight. He has not walked a batter this year in Double A. The 3-2 pitch tips it foul. Rolls towards the Shuckers dugout in the first base side. Count stays full. And Wiles is a guy who had actually pitched in AAA before he'd ever made his Double A debut. Made a handful of appearances last year with the Durham Bulls. Made a couple this year as well. 3-2 pitch. This is up and away, and for the first time this season, Nathan Wiles allows a walk in a Biscuits uniform. Brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. Tying run on first with one away. Biscuits lead the Shuckers 1-0, bottom of the fourth inning. Wiles' first pitch. Swing and hammered foul. Left field side out of the ballpark. That was off the bat at 110. A half second separating a foul ball from a mammoth home run. The 0-1 pitch. Caro waves and misses at a curveball. Count goes to 0-2. Caro's got 8 homers this year. Most on the Shuckers side of things. Hit 5 of them last week against Chattanooga. The 0-2 pitch. Swings and chops it foul. Third base side down towards the Biscuits bullpen. Count stays at 0-2 with one away. Wiles sets and delivers. Misses up high. Now goes to 1-2. Hunt had set up high in the zone. Trying to go up with that elevated fastball. Count now 1-2. The pitch. Caro whips it in the air to left, and it gets down for a base hit. Hits off the back lip of the infield dirt and skits out towards left. Peters throws it back in. Shuckers are threatening for the first time tonight. Caro singles, now is a hit in 5 of his last 6 games. Brings up the righty Freddy Zamora. Zamora's 0-for-1 with a deep fly out to center. Runners on first and second, one away, 1-0 Biscuits, bottom 4. Wiles delivers. Curveball called strike 1 on the inside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Tips it foul. Count goes to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Caro at first, Campbell at second. The pitch. Misses low and away. Count goes to 1-2. Smora stands at the very back of the right-handed box. Wiles fires. Lifted foul. Out of the ballpark on the right field side. Count stays at 1-2. Zamora stays alive. This is a big inning for the Shuckers. Get a chance to knock up Wiles' pitch count a little bit. Possibly tie it up. The pitch lifted in the air to left center field. Gets down for a base hit. Peters gets it off the big hop. Campbell wraps third and comes home. And we're tied up at 1. An RBI single from Freddy Zamora drives in his 23rd run of the year to tie Churio for the team high. Shuckers 1, Biscuits 1. The go-ahead run in scoring position. brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. And also brings out the pitching coach, Steve Merriman. Zamora lined it off the bat at 102. A good job by Peters in left to get it off the big hop and make sure the ball didn't roll past him. John Dakakis now gets up in the Biscuits bullpen. One point umpire Dylan Bradley has to break up the mound meeting. Merriman jogs back to the dugout. Shuckers one, Biscuits one. Here the go-ahead run stands at second. Zamora a little extra insurance at first. And a guy who knows a thing or two about Majestic homers at MGM Park, Xavier Warren, is at the plate. Wiles delivers up and in. Count goes to 1-0. One, 1-1, Shuckers and Biscuits, bottom of the fourth inning. Warren, 0-for-1, popped out to the catcher last time up. The pitch, called strike outside corner. And evens 1-1. Wiles delivers. Lifted out towards short left field. Trickles into foul territory. Shenton's over towards the tarp roll. Makes the catch. Quickly fires it in. Darrow stays put at second. Now two away for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez had some fun last night. Multi-hit day. And an RBI double. Bring home the Shuckers' first run of the night. Break up a no-hitter. Wiles delivers. Rodriguez swings and lifts it in the air out to short center. Ronnie Simon, the shortstop, out. Center fielder Matt Dyer in, and Dyer makes the catch. That ends the inning. But the Shuckers tie it up. One run, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. 1-1 after four. The end of the fifth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO. Get Roto.
What's their number?
Call Roto Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Radio Network in Valley Live. Mejias has been real good tonight. Five strikeouts. He's allowed one run on three hits. Starts off with the right-handed hitting Matthew Dyer. The pitch home. wave and a miss. Count goes 0-1. Checkers tied it up on a Freddie Zamora RBI single. Back in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Mejias delivers. Fastball, top of the zone, called strike two. Mejias delivers to Dyer, up and in. Goes to 1-2. Dyer's 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to short back in the second inning. Mejias delivers. Curveball, wave and a miss. Mejias has looked sharp tonight. First out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Evan Edwards, who is the last guy to get a hit off Mejias. He's retired 8 straight. First pitch of the lefty, rolled on the ground to Campbell at second, takes a step, fires to first. Edwards is retired for the second out. Campbell's looked real sharp at second tonight. Campbell was originally a second baseman in college. Since then has only played 4 games at second. Tonight's the 4th, and one of them was a game where he played all 9 positions back with the Carolina Mudcats. Righty Gianti Turner up, first pitch, misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Chuckers and Biscuits knotted at 1 in the top of the 5th inning. The pitch. Lifted down the right field line. Sparks drifts over and chops down foul. Count evens up 1-1. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top 6, Birmingham and Tennessee. Knotted at 2. Bottom 3, lookouts for Rocket City 2. And top 5, 1-0 Blue Wahoos over the Embraves. 1-1 pitch. Bounces by Caro's glove. And the count goes to 2-1. The Blue Wahoos right now is where everybody in the South Division is chasing. Biscuits are 5 back. Shuckers are 6 back. The pitch, curveball, misses low. The count goes to 3-1. The Blue Wahoos are 27-15. A .642 winning percentage, which would be good for a 44-25 first half. 3-1 pitch. Drifted in the air towards right by Warren. And gets down for a base hit. Sort of a spiraling ball off the end of the bat. Turner singles. Extends his hit streak to 4 straight. Brings up Ronnie Simon at the top of the order. 2 outs, 1 on. 1-1, Shuckers and Biscuits. By the way, big hello to Kane, who's listening in tonight from Ocean Springs, and Ron, who's listening in from Section 103. Big hello to both Kane and Ron. Thanks much for tuning in. The pitch to Simon, lifted down the left field line. Rodriguez is over, and it drops down next to the Biscuits bullpen. That goes 0-1. Minor fans, you can let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. 601-514-0776 with our text the booth line. Count it, no balls and 1 strike. Simon's 1-for-2 today. Turner off first. Leans towards second. Mejias delivers. Called strike inside corner. Count goes 0-2. Simon's at the ferry, back of the left-handed box. Check back to first. Turner's back in time. Mejias has ended each of the last 3 innings with a strikeout. Last 2 have both been looking. He's 1 strike away from making it 4 in a row. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted foul. Base side out of play. Count stays at 0-2. Mejia's 0-2 delivery. Lifted behind home plate. Caro charges back. And it drops down out of play. Two rows back. Count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. He is one pitch away from working out of a scoreless fifth inning. The 0-2 delivery. Turner's off to second. Pitch wave and a miss. He is fired up walking off the mound. Points down to Uribe in the dugout and tells the crowd to give him some noise. Seven strikeouts tonight. And he strands the base runner here on the fifth. 1-1 halfway through in Biloxi. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night. Presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother, everybody get together.
The bottom of the fifth inning. A called strike one to the righty Tristan Lutz, who leads things off for Biloxi. Welcome back to MGM Park. It's been a good pitcher's duel so far. Takakis fires, misses inside. Count evens at 1-1. Nathan Wiles done after four innings and 57 pitches. Dakakis delivers. Lutz numbs it off the bat, first base side. Off the mound is Dakakis. Glove flips to Edwards at first. Beats Lutz for the first out of the inning. Final line tonight on Wiles. Goes four innings, gives up one run on three hits, one walk, three strikeouts, and throws 57 pitches. Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. 1-1, Shuckers and Biscuits. Bottom of the fifth inning. Dakakis fires, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Dakakis makes his 14th appearance this year, 4.83 the ERA. The pitch, line drive back up the middle into center field, almost took Dakakis' head off. It's a hard single from Sparks, 111 off the bat. Lamar Sparks' family, his mom, dad, and sister, are sitting right next to the Shuckers dugout. They've been here all week, and it's been a terrific week from Sparks. Two home runs and now a single. That's 111 off the bat. Back to the top of the order. Brings up the lefty, Tyler Black. Zeke leadoff first for Sparks. Whoa. Pitch misses inside. Count goes to one and out. Dakakis delivers home. Black takes up and away. Now goes to 2-0. Black's 1-for-2. Single and a strikeout. Strikeout came last time up. The 2-0 delivery. Black chops it on the ground. Right side of the infield. Turner gets it. Spins to second for one. The return to first. Not in time. Black beats it out. Now two-way for the righty Jackson Churia. Churio's 0-for-2 today. Hit a hard ground ball to Giante Turner at second that ended up getting gobbled up last time up. Check back to first. Black back standing. 1-1, Biloxi and Montgomery. Two outs, one on. Bottom of the fifth inning. Dakakis sets. Now delivers. Black's off to second. The pitch missed inside, and it's Churia right in the middle of the shoulders. Miles an hour gets him up and in. It's a painful way to get on, but it puts a lot of speed on the base paths. Black at second, Churio's at first, and the switch hitter Noah Campbell comes up from the right side. 1-1 Shuckers and Biscuits. Anything to the outfield likely gives the Shuckers a 2-1 lead. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Noah Campbell was talking about it yesterday. Shuckers took BP, and he said he had to go back to the locker room and tweet it out because he had a home run left right-handed in BP for the first time all year. The 1-0 delivery. Swings and lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count evens at 1-1. Campbell's a switch hitter. Was part of a Shuckers BP group yesterday that involved him, Xavier Warren, Ethan Murray, that was hitting moonshot after moonshot after moonshot. Campbell with a couple from the right side. The pitch, wave and a miss, chases a high fastball. Count goes to 1-2. Campbell walked last time up. The only walk today drawn by the Shuckers. That's not because they chased pitches, it's just because Biscuits have put so many in the zone. 1-2 pitch. Takes high and not inside. Called strike three on the inner black. Campbell strikes out, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. 1-1 after five. Back to MGM Park after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For the first time in 2023, Christian Mejia works into the sixth inning. 1-1 Shuckers and Biscuits. The righty Mejia faces the lefty Tristan Peters. First pitch, curveball, misses low and inside. And the count goes to 1-0. Mejia has been terrific tonight. One run allowed on four hits, no walks, seven strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch, lifted, foul. Third base side out of play. Count evens 1-1. Mejia's pitch count also in good shape. That was just his 73rd pitch of the night. His season high is 85. That's also his career high. Mejia delivers. Peter rolls it on the ground. Gobbled up by Warren, the first baseman. Underhands to Mejia, who taps the bag. And Peters is retired for the first out. The Shuckers pitching staff spent about 45 minutes today working on pitchers' fielding practice, PFPs, bunt defense, ground balls over to first. Mejia puts it into play for the first out of the inning. Left-handed hitting Austin Shenton steps in. Shuckers' bullpen is silent right now. This is Mejia's sixth inning. The pitch misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Mejia's career high is six innings. Came back. The pitch home. Lifted in the air out to center. Churio's on his horse back to right center towards the track, towards the wall. Looks up and it's gone. A deep home run from Austin Shenton. 107 off the bat, 439 feet. And the Biscuits take a 2-1 lead here in the sixth inning. Shenton's homer of the year, 17th run driven in. Brings up Friday Blake Hunt. I was about to say, Mejia has not gone six innings in any appearance since last May with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. The pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1 on the righty Blake Hunt. And this was likely about to be one of his best appearances since. 2-1 Biscuits. Mejia still continues to work. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses low. Count evens up 1-1. By the way, gives us a chance to open up the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Chance to take a look around the farm and the Brewers system. 1-1 pitch. Misses low. Count goes to 2-1. At the big league level, 6-1 Giants. Top of the third inning. In AAA, bottom four, iCubs 3, Nashville Sounds 3 from First Horizon Park in Nashville. Bottom of the fifth inning, Cedar Rapids Colonels up 3-0 on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Mejia delivers, curveball fouled up and out of play. Count evens at 2-2. Bottom of the eighth inning from Zebulon, Downey's Wood Ducks 2, Carolina Mudcats 1. Two balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch, wave and a miss. Got him on a curveball, and that ties his season high with eight strikeouts. Two away, and it brings up the righty Mason Auer. Hunt's now 0-3 tonight with three strikeouts. Two outs, nobody on. 2-1 Biscuits, top of the sixth inning. Mejia delivers home. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Count goes 7-1. Diaz has ended each of the last four innings with a strikeout. Two strikeouts away from tying his career high. A one pitch. Curveball top of the zone, called strike two. Mejia sets. Caro sets up high and away. The pitch tips it in and out of Caro's glove. Flex the backstop. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch, fastball tips it into Caro's glove for strike three. Make it nine strikeouts for Mejias, and he's ended each of the last five innings with a strikeout. One run on one hit, a solo shot from Austin Shenton. No errors and nobody left on base. 2-1 Biscuits after five and a half. Back to MGM Park after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Welcome back to Biloxi. David Blake back with you. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. 2-1 Biscuits over the Shuckers. Jefferson Caro leads it off. Took an extra moment to get all his gear off. Just finish up behind the plate in the top of the sixth inning. Zach Fanaro is up in the Shuckers bullpen. First pitch of the inning from Dakakis. Chopped on the ground, third base side. Backhanded by Shenton. Slings it across his body to first in time. And retires Caro for the first out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And a good pitching matchup tonight between the Biscuits and the Shuckers. Biscuits have used Nathan Wiles and John Dakakis, who now enters his second inning of work. The Shuckers have used one guy, Christian Mejias, who has struck out nine. Freddie Zamora up from the right side. The pitch, slider, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Dakakis, the lefty, fires. Misses up and in. Count goes to 2-0. The pitch. Slider misses inside, and the count goes to 3-0. Two-one Biscuits. The pitch. Misses up and away, and it's a four-pitch walk. Xavier Warren comes up from the right side for the first time tonight. Shuckers trail it 2-1, bottom of the sixth inning. Orrin's 0-2. Dukakis delivers. Fastball called strike one. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
The lefty John Dukakis fires over to first. Bernie Zamora is back in time. 0-1 the count. Switch hitting Xavier Warren's up from the right side. 2-1 Biscuits at MGM Park on a Friday night. Zamora off the bag, dances around the pitch. Wave and a miss, check back to first, long way to go. Zamora back in time. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Now it's Luis Contreras who's up in the Shuckers bullpen. Likely the end of the night for Mejias. The pitch. Slider. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Second strikeout from Dukakis. Both strikeouts looking. And it brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. If you're Christian Mejias, you'd love for the Shuckers to get you a couple runs here. Maybe put yourself in a spot to get the win. He certainly pitched well enough to get the win. The pitch to Rodriguez. Wave and a miss on a changeup. Count goes to 0-1. Mejias has allowed 2 runs on 5 hits, no walks, and 9 strikeouts. 1 away from his career high and a new season high. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count evens up 1-1. Rodriguez is 0-2 today. Fly out to left and a fly out to center. The 1-1 pitch. Rodriguez lines it back up the middle. Dukakis able to bat it down with his glove. Picks it up, fires to first, and that ends the inning. That missed his head by maybe 5 inches. Good job by Dukakis to get out of the way, but also save himself and knock down the baseball. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base. We head to the 7th, 2-1 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Top 7 back in Biloxi. Luis Contreras comes on for the righty Christian Mejias. Faces Heriberto Hernandez, who leads it off for Montgomery. First pitch, curveball, called strike one on the inside corner. Mejias departs after maybe his best outing of the year. Goes 6 innings and ties his career high. The 0-1 delivery. Tips it in and out of Caro's glove, and the count goes to 0-2. Gives up 5 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, no walks, 9 strikeouts, and throws 85 pitches. Ties his career high for the 3rd time on the pitching side of things. The 0-2 delivery. Lifted past Warren and down the first baseline. Rolls towards the right field wall. Sparks cuts it off. Hernandez chugs into second. Slides in. Throws a bit wide. Some more of the shortstop corrals him. And it's a leadoff double for Hernandez against the righty Luis Contreras. Brings up the righty Matthew Dyer. Man on second with nobody out. 2-1 Biscuits in the seventh. The late innings have been where the Biscuits have done a majority of their damage this series. First pitch to the righty Dyer. The infield in to curveball, misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Contreras this year, 4 appearances. He's allowed 3 runs in 4 1/3 innings, 4 walks, but 10 strikeouts. He's been a strikeout machine this year. Went an inning scoreless last time out. 1-0 delivery. Curveball, wave and a miss. Count evens, 1-1. Contreras pitched the ninth in game one of the series. Chuckers won it 4-0 with a shutout. The 1-1 pitch, curveball, wave and a miss. Beautiful pitch from Contreras. The count evens at 1-1. That pitch flutters in at 75. 18 inches of horizontal break and a spin rate of almost 2,400. It's a lot of movement left to right for the hitter. Contreras' 1-1 pitch. Misses away, gets by Kerr to the backstop. Hernandez up to third. Goes down as a wild pitch. Infield comes in for Biloxi. 2-1 Montgomery. Top of the seventh. The pitch home. Checks his swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. That's the 11th strikeout of the year from Contreras. And a big first out brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. Biscuits lead it by 1. Chuckers trying to keep this thing close. Infield still in. Edwards up from the left side. First pitch to the lefty. Curveball, waits on it, punches it foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes to 0-1. Contreras has now retired 14 batters this year. 11 of the 14 outs have come via the strikeout. This is a ridiculous number. 0-1 pitch. Misses down low and inside. Checks his swing, but third base umpire Chandler Durham says he doesn't go. Count evens 1-1. Infield still in for Biloxi. Black, Zamora, Campbell, and Warren all about a step off the grass. Contreras fires. Ground ball to second. Campbell fires home to Carroll. The tag not in time. Hernandez slides in just in front of the tag, and it's 3-1 Biscuits. It's a good play by Campbell. Ball wasn't hit very hard off the bat, just 69 miles an hour, a slow dribbler. And the slow dribbler, the reason why, it's an RBI fielder's choice for Evan Edwards, and not Roberto Hernandez getting thrown out at the plate. Brings up the righty Giante Turner, 3-1 Biscuits, top of the seventh. Contreras delivers. Curveball. Called strike 1 on the outside corner. Chuckers will have 8, 9, and 1 do ups. They'll get at least one more trip through the middle of the order tonight. They still have 9 outs to play with. The 0-1 pitch. Tips it into Caro's glove. Count goes to 0-2. Tucker's pitching struck out 10 tonight. First time they've struck out 10 plus in a game since Tuesday. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball rolled on the ground left side of the infield. Zamora backhand. It goes to his knees. Fires to second. Campbell, like a first baseman, stretches four off the bag and receives it for the out. What a terrific play by Freddy Zamora and Noah Campbell. Campbell's a guy who can play a fair bit of first base, and we saw why there. He went full extension for it. Anchor the foot to the bag. And now two away for Ronnie Simon at the top of the order. Turner off first. 3-1 Biscuits. The pitch. Fastball called strike, top of the zone. Simon's 1-for-3 today. Single came back in the first. Struck out last time up. The pitch. Wave and a miss, top of the zone. It goes down two. Contreras sets. Now the 0-2 pitch. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Lifted in the air down the left field line. Rodriguez a long way to go. Drops in foul. Foul by maybe half a foot. But it turns into a long pitch that doesn't count instead of trouble and possibly another run for Montgomery. Simon calls time and steps out. Now steps back in. 1-ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Contreras delivers. Turner's off. Pitch misses up and in. The throw to second. A good one. Zamora the tag. Not in time. Turner slid in and actually fell off the bag trying to signal that he was safe. Zamora thought he was out and took a couple steps towards the dugout. It's Turner's second stolen base of the year, the 70th of the season for Montgomery. The only team that's kind of kept pace with the Shuckers as far as stolen bases. 2-2 pitch. Curveball, rope down the right field line, tails towards the corner, and foul. Smacks off one of the inflatable houses in the Schooners fun zone. The kids play area down the right field line. Count stays at 2-2. Imagine being a kid, you're jumping around in a bouncy house, having the time of your life, and then Ronnie Simon nails a baseball off the side of it. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Man in scoring position for Montgomery. The pitch. Line drive out towards left center field. Rodriguez over and makes the catch to end the inning. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We're through 6.5. It's 3-1 Montgomery. Time to stretch. We're back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
First pitch lifted in the air out to right. Hernandez tails over towards the line. Turner's over as well. Hernandez calls everybody off. Leaps to make the grab. And on the first pitch, Dukakis retires the first batter. And on the bottom of the seventh inning. Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Shuckers trail it 3-1. Third run came home in the top half of the seventh inning for Montgomery. Sparks, the nine man in the order. Dukakis fires. Sparks takes a strike on the inner half. Count goes to 0-1. Sparks last time up, single back up the middle. A 111-mile-an-hour line drive. 0-1 pitch. Chops it on the ground, left side of the infield. Simon gets it at short. Fires to first a bit low, but a good pick from Edwards. Retires Sparks. Now two away and back to the top of the order. Left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Black's 1-for-3. A single, fielder's choice, and a strikeout. Two away, nobody on. The 0-1 pitch. The fourth pitch misses behind Black and goes to the backstop. Count goes to 1-0. Dukakis sets. Now fires. Checks his swing. Called strike. Count evens at 1-1. Dukakis has been terrific in relief since coming in. Four batters have reached, but only one hit. The pitch. Black rolls it on the ground. Out to second. Gianti Turner has it. Fires to Edwards. And that finishes off a 1-2-3 inning from Dukakis. Shuckers go scoreless for the third straight inning. We head to the eighth. 3-1 Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
The next Brewers Stars play here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Park. Righty Luis Contreras against the lefty Tristan Peters for Montgomery. Contreras fires. Peters takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Peters is 0-3 tonight in his first game since April 18th. Spent a couple of weeks on the injured list with an oblique injury. Contreras fires home. Curveball. Called strike on the outer half. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers trying to avoid a third straight loss to Montgomery in the series. The 1-1 pitch lifted down the left field line, foul. Count evens, one ball, one strike. Check back count goes to 1-2. Contreras, the righty, stares in. The 1-2 delivery. Lifted down the left field line. Rodriguez chases after it. It tails foul. Gets out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Reminder, fans, foul balls are brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 1-2 delivery. Lifts it. Left side of the infield. Black chases over towards the mound. Contreras gets out of the way. Black makes the catch. First out of the inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Austin Shenton. 3-1 Biscuits. One out. Nobody on. Top of the eighth inning. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. Top eight, Birmingham up 7-2 on the North Division leading Tennessee Smokies. Top six, Chattanooga up 6-3 on Rocket City. And top seven, still 1-0 between the Blue Wahoos and the Embraves. Pensacola has the one. The pitch to Shenton. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Shenton's 2-for-3 tonight. Home run last time up. Put the Biscuits ahead, 2-1. The 1-0 delivery from Contreras comes on home. Her ball misses inside, count goes to 2-0. The pitch misses low and inside. Goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Shenton waggles his bat. Contreras delivers. Line down the right field line. Drops in for a base hit. Sparks picks it up in right. Fires it back in. And it's a 3-hit night for Shenton. He's now 7-for-11 this series. Brings up the righty Blake Hunt, who's 0-for-3 tonight. Hunt steps in. Shenton off first. 3-1 Biscuits, top of the eighth inning. Contreras fires. Lifts it. Right side of the infield this time. Xavier Warren on the first baseman under it, trips into fair territory, and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two outs this inning. Both of them have come on high pop-ups on the infield. brings up the right-handed hitting Mason Auer. Montgomery 3, Biloxi 1. Two outs, top 8. Chetton on first. Auer is 0 for 3 tonight with a strikeout. Contreras delivers. Curveball, called strike 1 on the inner half. The 0-1 pitch, fastball, wave and a miss. Count goes 0-2. It has been a rough series for Mason Auer. 1 for 11 with 6 strikeouts. The one that was a home run last night. One of 5 hit by Montgomery. The 0-2 pitch, curveball, spins it off just off the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Caro certainly thought it was a strike. Contreras the same. He's about halfway back to the dugout. When he realized he has to throw one more pitch, hopefully. If you're a Shuckers fan, he only needs one more. The 1-2 pitch, curveball, wave and a miss. He only needs one more, and that one notches his second strikeout of the night. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Shuckers have 6 outs to play with and trail by 2. We're back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Trail it 3-1 against Montgomery. Game 4 of a 6-game set. Momentary pause before John Dakakis, the lefty, throws his first pitch. Matthew Dyer is the throw ball back to the berm. A couple kids had one trickle away from him, got into center field. Dakakis delivers his first pitch. Fastball, called strike 1 on the inside corner. Churio's 0 for 2, and he's been hit by a pitch. Dakakis, the lefty, sets. Now the 0-1 pitch. Called strike inside corner. Count goes down with 2. Cam Robinson starting to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. The 0-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Churio chases a high fastball. First time he struck out tonight. Third strikeout from Dakakis. Brings up the switch hitting Noah Campbell from the right side. Dakakis is into his fourth inning of work. So far, he's needed just 33 pitches to get through the first 3 1/3. The pitch is a slider, misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Which means the Shuckers, that was the 91st pitch they've seen tonight. The 1-0 delivery. Lifts it. Foul. Third base side. Foul territory. Hunt, the catcher, over towards the dugout. Drops down behind the Montgomery dugout. Count evens at 1-1. Foul Balls is always brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 1-1 pitch, fouls it back. Now it goes to 1-2. Jefferson Caro stands on deck. Shuckers desperately in need of some base runners. They trail it 3-1, one out, nobody on, bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch misses up high, and the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses away, and the count goes full. Campbell's already walked once. That was back in the fourth inning. Came around to score off the RBI single from Freddie Zamora. The pitch misses inside. Ball four. Dacukis thought it might have been strike three. Took a hop off the hill. Now the Shuckers have a base runner on. Guy with maybe the most power out of any 20-year-old in Double A. It's the right-handed hitting Jefferson Caro. Dacukis delivers. Caro takes up high. Count goes to 1-0. Caro's 1-for-3 tonight with a single to left. Dacukis delivers. Caro takes the slider outside corner. Count evens at 1-1. Caro's the tying run. Shuckers trail it by 2. No win to speak of. Ballpark's playing deep tonight. 1-1 delivery. Caro takes up and away. Count goes to 2-1. It's a little different than last night when the ball was flying about. Shuckers and Biscuits combined for 7 homers. The wind was blowing out hard to right. Today, not much wind to speak of. The 2-1 pitch. Caro chops it foul. Third base side out towards the tarp roll. And the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch lifts it in the air towards right center field. Dyer back, warning track, wall leaps and it's gone! Caro destroys his 9th homer of the year. 419 feet and we're tied at 3. Crosses home. On a night where the wind is not blowing at all, it's real hard to get one out, especially to the power alleys. That's what he just did. 104 off the bat, 419 feet, 9th home run of the year, 21st and 22nd runs driven in. Brings up the righty Freddie Zamora. The pitch called strike on the inner half. Count goes 2-1. Dacukis delivers. Wave and a miss and a slider. Count goes 2-2. One of the big things that manager Mike Guerrero talked about today in our pregame chat with him was how much the power of this team really starts to come into form the more time these guys have in Double A. That's been a big thing. The 0-1 pitch. Zamora lifts it in the air to center. Dyer charges in on it towards right center. Makes the catch for the second out. Two away, nobody on. Comes up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. By the way, that home run for Caro was also his first of the year against a left-handed pitcher. The pitch. Slider. Cold strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. The pitch. Slider. Cold strike two on the outer half. The pitch, misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. The pitch, fouled straight back. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, ropes it foul. That was hard off the bat. Almost took out the third base umpire, Chandler Turner, who had to jump out of the way. Count stays at 1-2. Count stays at 1-2. The ball was off the bat at 109. Daka kisses 1-2 pitch, misses inside, and the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, tips it into Hunt's glove for strike three, and that ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers tie it up. Two runs off one swing of the bat. No errors and nobody left on base. We head to the ninth, Cam Robinson in a brand new ball game. Shuckers 3, Biscuits 3. We're back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Biscuits and Shuckers knotted at three. And righty Cam Robinson on to face the righty Heriberto Hernandez. First pitch, tips it into Caro's glove. Count goes 0-1. Contreras goes two innings, gives up one run on two hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. Robinson delivers, lifts it in the air towards center field, drops down for a base hit. And the leadoff man reaches. Churio picks it up and fires it in. And there's a guy in the Shuckers roster that would love a nice and easygoing appearance. It would be Cam Robinson. Robinson enters today with a 12.79 ERA in 6 1/3 innings, 12 walks and 12 strikeouts. Righty Matthew Dyer comes up, first pitch to him, curveball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Last time out, Robinson got tagged with the loss. That was on Wednesday. Gave up 3 runs on 3 hits in 2/3 of an inning. Dyer's 0-for-3 at the plate. Robinson's 1-0 delivery. Fastball, called strike at the knees, and the count evens up 1-1. The good thing for Robinson early on is that 3 of the first 4 pitches have been in the zone. And he's able to pound the zone, especially with that curveball. He's a lot of fun to watch. Robinson's 1-1 delivery. Curveball lifted foul. First base side out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Robinson comes set. First base side of the rubber. Hernandez off first. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball tips it into Caro's glove for strike 3. A big first out here in the ninth. One out brings up the lefty Evan Edwards. Shuckers and Biscuits knotted at 3 in the top of the ninth inning. Edwards steps in, back of the left-handed box. Robinson fires. Wave and a miss at a fastball up high. Count goes to 0-1. The righty delivers. Chops it up the third baseline, foul. And the count goes to 0-2. Well, this right now opens up a lot of opportunities for Robinson. Can hammer a high fastball. Go with that curveball. Try something else. No balls, 2 strikes. Hernandez off first in a tie game in the ninth. The 0-2 pitch, curveball misses up and away. Now it goes to 1-2.
One more, Cam.
Robinson sets. Now fires. Misses inside. Count evens at 2-2. Biloxi in the bottom of the ninth. We'll have the bottom of the order up. Rodriguez, Lutz, and Sparks. Sparks knows a thing or two about some late-inning drama. Scored the game-winning run and a wild pitch to win the series opener against the Braves in walk-off fashion a few weeks back. Robinson steps off. Now steps back on. The 2-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count goes full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. The pitch, Hernandez off to second, swing and a miss. The throw to second, a good one. Zamora, the tag, not in time. Almost a strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the top of the ninth. Instead, Shuckers have to settle for a strikeout and an Roberto Hernandez stolen base. Brings up the righty, Giante Turner. 2 away, top of the ninth inning, and the go-ahead run in scoring position for Montgomery. Now, this isn't a high-wire drama act here in the ninth inning. Robinson delivers to the righty Turner. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch inside almost gets him. Count evens, one ball, one strike. The 1-1 delivery misses low. Carroll, good job to block it up. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Emmanuel Mejia is up in the bullpen for Montgomery. He'll likely be the guy to relieve John Dukakis in the bottom of the ninth inning. And he's a right-hander. Shuckers have hit right-handers well this year. The 2-1 pitch to Turner. Curveball lifts it foul. Out of play in the first base side. Count evens at two balls and two strikes with two outs. Robinson's one strike away from working out of a jam. Hernandez is at second. He's the go-ahead run. Robinson sets. Now delivers. Curveball. Misses up high. Count goes full. And if that missed, it didn't miss by much. Three balls, two strikes, two away. The go-ahead run in scoring position for Montgomery in the top of the ninth. How's this for some Friday night drama? Turner calls time and steps out. And add more drama to it. Robinson's the guy who got the loss on Wednesday. The 3-2 pitch. Fouls it back. We'll do it again. The righty sets. Kicks and fires. Fastball called strike three. Hernandez singles and it's strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers three, Biscuits three, and the Shuckers have a chance to walk it off. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Biscuits three, Shuckers three. The righty delivers. This is up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. It's been a drama-filled night here at MGM Park. Shuckers tied up in the bottom of the eighth inning off a homer from Jefferson Caro. The 1-0 delivery. This is inside, and the count goes to 2-0. And then in the top of the ninth inning, a leadoff single from Roberto Hernandez is followed by three straight strikeouts from Cam Robinson to send us to the bottom half of the inning. The pitch, chopped first base side, couple hops. Evan Edwards, the first baseman, grabs it, taps the bag. And Rodriguez retired for the first out. What steps in, right-handed bat against the righty Mejia. The pitch, curveball called strike one. Mejia this year, 12 appearances, an ERA at an even six. 15 innings pitch, 10 walks, 21 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch, curveball misses inside. Count evens at 1-1. Lutz is 0 for 3. Two flyouts and a ground out. The 1-1 pitch. Lutz chops it foul off his front foot. Count goes to 1-2. Lutz steps back in from the right side against the righty Mejia. Mejia fires. Lutz rolls it foul. Third base side down towards the Biscuits bullpen. Stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses up and in, and the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, wave and a miss. Curveball that bends into the zone for strike three, and Lutz swings over. Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Two away, nobody on. 3-3 Biscuits and Shuckers in the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers looking for their third walk-off win of the year. Mejia fires. Fastball called strike one on the inside corner. Sparks is 1-for-3 today with a single back up the middle. He's homered in each of his last two games. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball called strike two on the inside corner. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Mejia delivers. Sparks waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 96. And we go to extras. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Shuckers 3, Biscuits 3. We head to the 10th. After this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Sam Robinson arriving out for his second inning of work. This gets three, Shuckers three. The place runner at second becomes Giante Turner. And the top of the order is up with the switch hitting Ronnie Simon. Corners are in for Biloxi. The righty Robinson delivers. It's tipped foul in and out of Caro's glove. Count goes 0-1. The Biscuits this year 4-2 in extra inning games. The Shuckers are 2-2. Both wins came at home. The 0-1 delivery misses up and away. Count evens at 1-1. Shuckers have had a couple of walk-off wins. Fireworks being shot off in the distance to start off Memorial Day weekend. Robinson's 1-0 delivery. Curveball. Simon waves over the top of it. Count goes to 1-2. Just the second time this year Robinson's worked into a second inning. The 1-1 pitch lines it in left center field, drops down for a base hit. Turner rounds third and comes home. Rodriguez throws it into second. And one batter into the 10th inning, it's 4-3 Biscuits. RBI single from Ronnie Simon. His second hit of the day, drives in his 13th run of the year. The run that comes home is unearned. Biscuits lead it 4-3. Caro calls time and runs out. Gives us 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Fireworks being shot off in the distance. Starting to feel a little bit like the July 4th scene in Sandlot. They got the fireworks all around, playing baseball late. We're in extras here at MGM Park. It's 4-3 Biscuits over the Shuckers. Ronnie Simon's at first, and the lefty Tristan Peters is at the plate for the Biscuits. The righty Cam Robinson delivers. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Robinson's into his second inning of work for the second time all year. The only other time he did so was in his first appearance with the Shuckers in 2023, back on May 4th against Montgomery. The 1-0 delivery misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Robinson sets. Now delivers. Fastball called strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Shuckers last played an extra inning game on Sunday against Chattanooga. A 9-7 win. The pitch, wave and a miss. Count evens at 2-2. But Campbell was the hero in that game. RBI single up the middle in the 10th to give the Shuckers an 8-7 lead before they scored another and held off Chattanooga in the bottom half. The 2-2 pitch. Fisted in the air to short right. Campbell's back. Sparks is in and it drops between them. Simon to second. Peters to first. It's the first hit of the day for the left-handed hitter. And it brings up the lefty Austin Shen. Zach Fenaro is getting warm in the Shuckers' pen. Still nobody out in the top of the 10th. 4-3 Biscuits over Biloxi. Chen's been a terror tonight. 3-for-4. He's driven in 2, and he smashed a homer. Fireworks continue to go. Robinson delivers. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. Robinson about to throw his 30th pitch of the outing. Been a lengthy one for him. 1-0 delivery. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers are trying to lengthen out the righty tonight. They'll need at least one in the bottom half of the 10th inning to keep things going. Two to win it. The 2-0 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball top of the zone. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count evens at 2-2. Robinson's thrown him a couple fastballs. Hasn't really gone to the curveball here in the 10th inning. Shenton stands back in from the left side. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. 4-3 Montgomery in the 10th. Robinson delivers. Curveball misses low, and the count goes full. Manager Mike Guerrero's at the top railing of the dugout. One run already in and extras for Montgomery. Robinson delivers. Lifts it in the air towards left, drops quick and drops in front of Rodriguez for a base hit. Simon stops at third. A hard throw cut off by Black. And now they're loaded up with nobody out for the righty Blake Hunt. Shinton's got himself a 4-for-5 night. And Biloxi now goes to the bullpen. Robinson out of the game. And brings in Zach Fenaro. Bases loaded, nobody out. One run already in for Montgomery in the 10th. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Nobody out. 4-3 Montgomery. He faces the righty Blake Hunt, who leads it off. First pitch from Venaro. Chopped on the ground towards third. Black gets it, comes home with it a bit high. A good job by Caro to keep the foot on home. The Shuckers get their first out of the inning. Hunt reaches on a fielder's choice. Shuckers a third of the way there. Peters now at third, Shenton at second, Hunt at first. Mason Auer comes up 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. Corners in, middle back. Bernardo fires. fastball called strike one. Venaro this year, 3.72 ERA, 9 2/3 innings, 6 walks, 12 strikeouts, makes his 10th appearance in the big number. Only 4 out of 11 inherited runners have scored this year. The 0-1 pitch misses away. Count evens, 1-1. One run already in the inning. A single to left from Ronnie Simon. With only one run in, it's 4-3. Bonaro delivers. Lifts it in the air out to right. Sparks under it. Peters ready to tag. Sparks catches it. Peters tags from third to throw. Home the tag. Got him! What a throw from Sparks in right. Cuts down Peters, and we head to the bottom of the 10th inning. What a cannon from Sparks. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back.
Welcome back to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It is not the postgame show. It is instead the bottom of the 10th inning. Shuckers trying to make sure the postgame show comes soon after a walk-off winner. 4-3 Biscuits over Biloxi. It's the bottom of the 10th inning. Tyler Black leads it off at the top of the order. Lamar Sparks the place runner at second. Emmanuel Mejia fires. It's up and away. Count goes to 1-0. The reason it is the bottom of the 10th inning, now Blake Hunt comes out to talk to Mejia. The two spent a good amount of time talking before the inning got started. But the reason why it's only 4-3 is Lamar Sparks unleashed a cannon to the plate and cut down Tristan Peters for the double play that ended the top of the 10th inning. It's 4-3. Bottom 10 here in Biloxi. Blacks 1-for-4 today. Corners in, middle back. Shuckers need one to stay alive. Mejia fires. Black checks his swing. Doesn't matter. It's called a strike. The Shuckers have two walk-offs at home this year. One of them a 10th inning walk-off from Jackson Churio. He stands on deck. The 1-1 pitch. First to check back to second. Sparks is back in time. Mejia delivers. Black takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers won in the 10th on Sunday against Chattanooga. Noah Campbell played hero. Campbell's up third in the inning. The pitch, wave and miss on a curveball. A healthy cut from Black. And the count evens at 2-2. Here, Black, the main thing is put it in play. Sparks has speed. 7 stolen bases on the year, so anything on the infield, he likely moves to third. The 2-2 pitch misses low and away, and the count goes full. Or Black can also work another walk. He leads the league in walks this year. Now put runners on first and second. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out in the bottom of the 10th inning. Shuckers trail by 1. Mejia fires. Black takes low, and it is a walk. Black draws his 39th walk of the year, more than anybody else in the Southern League, and they put runners at first and second for the righty Jackson Churio. What a special moment this could be for the 19-year-old. Shenton at third and Edwards at first, all the way in. Middle infield is back. Again, it's 4-3 Biscuits, bottom 10. The pitch, Churio takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Churio's 0-3 today. He struck out. He's been hit by a pitch. Mejia fires. Lifts it deep in the left. Watches it fly. Peters backtrack. Wall, it's over. Churio breaks out of an 0-for-21 slump with a moonshot to left. 372 feet. He walks it off, and the Shuckers win it 6-4. Goes with the helmet toss with the he's mobbed. Wes Clark gives him the Powerade bath. And Churio, his 6th home run of the year, a 3-run bomb. And for the second time this season, Jackson Churio snatches a walk-off homer in the 10th inning. And the Shuckers win it 6-4. What a night at MGM Park. The Shuckers score 5 of the final 6 runs. We'll send it down to David Blackwell in a moment with our player of the game. And who else could it be other than Jackson Churio? For Churio, again, his 6th homer of the year, drives in his 24th, 25th, and 26th runs of the year. Montgomery, 4 runs on 11 hits and no errors. The Shuckers, 6 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. The final ball off the bat at 105 miles an hour, 372 feet. We'll be joined in a moment by David Blackwell alongside Jackson Churio and Carlos Rodriguez, who will help out with the translations. Churio, what a bomb. A walk-off homer to left, and he knew it. As soon as he connected, he stood there, watched it fly. Peters left, but it was out of his reach. And it gives the Shuckers a must-needed 6-4 win in 10 innings. The Shuckers improved to 22-21. The Biscuits fall to 22-21. Blackwell's down there, and he's joined by Jefferson Caro and Luis Contreras. Jefferson Caro, a big-time home run as well. Caro, our player of the game. We'll wait a moment and send it down to them. And let's send it down to David Blackwell with our player of the game.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, turn your attention out to the video board. Let's check in with David Blackwell.
All right, Shuck Nation, what a great Friday night. How about it? How about player of the game, Mr. Jefferson Carew? Jefferson, you've been hot. You've been deserving a player of the game for a while now. How about that tonight? That throw from Sparks was on target. You get a great tag. You get the walk-off from Jackson Cheerio. What a great night in front of these fans, huh?
No, contento. Desde el principio del juego salí a ganar. Y ahí están los resultados. Tomé buenos turnos. Espar, una tremenda jugada. Y Chorio ganó el juego. Súper contento por eso.
Now feeling great. Just thinking and taking good at-bats. Sparked with an awesome throw. And then Chorio walking it off. It's just amazing. He wanted to win today.
Congratulations, man. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all very much. Go Shuckers!
What a night at the ballpark. The Shuckers win it 6-4. A big thank you to Jefferson Carew and Luis Contreras for joining us as Carew wins player of the game. What a night. A 20-year-old ties it. A 19-year-old wins it for Biloxi. That's the headline. And the Shuckers win it 6-4. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show to wrap everything up. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Line.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Jackson Cheerio ended the game about 10 minutes ago with a couple of fireworks of his own and a cap off of Friday night. It's Fireworks at the Ballpark presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. David Blake back with you. The Shuckers win it 6-4 in 10 innings over the Montgomery Biscuits. A 20-year-old ties it, and a 19-year-old wins it. That's the story of the night for the Shuckers. 6 runs on 6 hits without an error. Montgomery, 4 runs on 11 hits and no errors. Jackson Cheerio walks it off with a 3-run bomb to left. 105 off the bat, 372 feet. Shuckers win it 6-4 in 10 innings. Let's run you through the scoring summary tonight. It started early for Montgomery, and then the game really settled into a pitcher's duel between Nathan Wiles and Christian Mejias. Ronnie Simon led off the game with a single to right, and then Austin Shenton brought him home two batters later to make it 1-0 Biscuits in the top of the first inning. The Shuckers got a man on. It was Tyler Black, who extended his Southern League best, the longest active on base streak in the league, to 22 with a single. But then the Shuckers went silent up until the fourth inning. They didn't get another runner on. In the fourth inning, the Shuckers were able to tie it up. A walk to Noah Campbell and a single from Jefferson Carroll put runners at first and second. And then Freddie Zamora brought home Campbell to tie it up at one with a single, two left. In the sixth inning, Austin Shenton, as part of a 4-for-5 night at the plate, smashed a home run to center field to put Montgomery ahead 2-1 over the Shuckers. Then in the seventh inning, it was another big hit, this time a fielder's choice from Evan Edwards with the infield in. The Shuckers tried to get Heriberto Hernandez home, but he was just a bit ahead of the throw, and that gave the Biscuits a 3-1 lead. But then the Shuckers, who have the youngest batting team in all of AA, stormed back. In the eighth inning, it was a two-run shot from Jefferson Caro, 419 feet to right center field, a two-run bomb to tie things up at three. In the ninth inning, the leadoff man got on, Heriberto Hernandez for Montgomery, but three straight strikeouts from Cam Robinson sent the game to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Shuckers went scoreless in the bottom half, so we headed to the 10th. Shuckers playing their fifth extra inning game of the year. In the 10th inning, Ronnie Simon, a leadoff single, brought home the place runner, Giante Turner. But Zach Bernard came in with the bases loaded and nobody out. Got a runner out on the way home. Ronnie Simon was thrown out. Ground ball to third. That went home to Jefferson Caro. Then a fly out to right. Mason Auer flew out to right off the bat. And Lamar Sparks uncorked a cannon to the plate. Jefferson Caro, the catcher, tagged out Tristan Pierce. And we headed to the bottom of the 10th inning. Shuckers just needed one to tie, two to win. Instead, a leadoff walk to Tyler Black was followed up by a 307-foot three-run bomb from Jackson Cherry, who watched flies that sailed to the wall. Wes Clark gave him a Powerade bath, and the Shuckers win it by a final score of 6-4. Zach Bonaro gets the win. Emmanuel Mejia gets the loss, as the Shuckers and Biscuits are back tied for second place in the Southern League South Division at 22-21. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. We'll wrap everything up around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization. That comes your way next. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show as we wrap everything up from a 6-4 Shuckers win over the Montgomery Biscuits. The Shuckers 6 runs on 6 hits and no errors. The Biscuits 4 runs on 11 hits without an error. The Shuckers walk it off on a 3-run homer from Jackson Churio. Breaks out of an 0-for-21, the longest of his career, does it in dramatic fashion. A 372-foot majestic home run from the top prospect in baseball as the Shuckers win it 6-4 over Montgomery. Time to take a look at BOA Parks and Resort scoreboard update as the Shuckers are up to 22-21 on the year. Same with the Biscuits. They're tied for second place in the South Division, but both teams are 6 games back of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and that's where we'll start our OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League. As always, you can plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Pensacola takes down the Embraves 4-0. Evan Fitterer gets the win as the Embraves are blanked. The Blue Wahoos get one in the first, 3 in the 8, and that's all they need. 20-15 on the season, while the Embraves are at 18-24. Chattanooga takes down Rocket City 6-5. The Lookouts now at 23-19 on the year. Smoky scores 6 in the bottom of the inning to stay a half game ahead of Chattanooga. They take down Birmingham 10-9. Birmingham at 14-29. The Smokies at 24-19. Around the Brewers organization, at the big league level, it was a tough night for the big league club and the Brewers. They are down 14-1 to the Giants at the end of the seventh inning. Elsewhere in the system, Nashville Sounds get their 25th win of the year, and Darryl Thompson gets a win after 3 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning from the Sounds. They win it 6-7-4 over the Iowa Cubs. Elsewhere in Single A, a four-run comeback by the Carolina Mudcats. After down, they were down 2-0, 1-5, 1-8, 2 more in the ninth inning. They take down the Downeast Wood Ducks 4-2 on a walk-off 2-run home run. Final from Cedar Rapids, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers fall 4-1 to the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The Timber Rattlers now at 14-28 on the season. In Biloxi, the Shuckers win it 6-4 and a walk-off 3-run home run from Jackson Churio. Zach Fanaro the win. Emmanuel Mejia gets tagged with the loss in a game that takes 2 hours and 39 minutes in front of 3,276 at MGM Park. Shuckers back in action tomorrow night. They'll take on Cole Wilcox and the Biscuits. A 6:05 first pitch. Well, pregame for you at 5:50 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Rodriguez 1-2 with a 2.87 ERA. A good start last time out. We looked just 2 runs in 6 innings with 5 strikeouts as the Shuckers took down the Lookouts in 10 innings on Sunday. Wilcox 0-3 with a 4.41 ERA. That'll do it for us tonight on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Jackson Churio, the hero. And Jefferson Caro, the man who tied it up to help send the Shuckers to extras. The 20-year-old ties it, the 19-year-old wins it, and the Shuckers are at 22-21 on the year. We'll see you tomorrow night, 5:50 pregame, 6:05 first pitch from MGM Park. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Jay Blake. As we say so long, we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.